The new exhibit focuses on a blue patch that airmen would wear on their uniform. It reads, North Vietnam, 100 Missions, F-105. F-105 refers to aircraft that was involved in missions during the late 1960s. At that time, it was more likely than not that an F-105 airman would be shot down at least once during their tour, so chances of actually achieving 100 missions were slim. For the men involved, the patch became a symbol of courage. Jeff DeFord is the curator of the exhibit. He says that because of the unpopularity of the war at that time, many of these stories have not been told until now.
Time is relentless, and so much of our history is out there to be researched, but it gets past us.
Very little information exists about this tradition, and because of that, DeFord says the exhibit not only highlights the stories of the airmen, but it also shows their culture.
Like when a pilot finished a mission, they would be hosed down or thrown in a pool. Every pilot or airman, when they came in theater, they've got a boonie hat, and they would keep track of their missions on that hat. They'd use hash marks. A lot of guys grew bulletproof mustaches, because if they have a bulletproof mustache, they can't be shot down. And so they had these enormous handlebar mustaches by the end of their tour.
DeFord says this kind of exhibit is a valuable addition to the museum's collection.
You know, we have a lot of great aircraft in this museum, but the exhibits that really show what it was like to go through these experiences, whatever time period it may be, I think are the ones that are the most engaging. And this exhibit is about people.
The 100 Missions Up North exhibit opened this week. The National Museum of the U.S. Air Force is the world's largest and oldest military aviation museum. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.